Chapter 15. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls, full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. Chapter 16.
Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. This is Wonder in Reality. This series is The Glory of the Lord. That's the answer for every person. Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We're honored to be and grateful, eternally grateful to be yours. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done and are doing. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. At the beginning of this message was Revelation chapter 15. Correction from yesterday. To keep it simple, we put up the incorrect video for several hours and we corrected it later in the day. Yesterday was Revelation chapter 20. And a short message. Today, chapter 15. Now, obviously, I'm presenting content from the book of Revelation, so anointed with the glory of God, and also with what I call the other side. You know, there's two sides to what God has presented to mankind. The wonderful side, the celebration. When someone belongs to him through Jesus Christ, it's a celebration, no matter what their situation is on the earth. But for those who choose self, the other side is there's very serious consequences in many ways. But Revelation, even in this chapter, talks about the wrath of God and how those, if they die, they will, and their name's not in the book of life, they'll end up missing heaven and end up in hell. But I want to focus on this wonderful presence of Jesus Christ. So glorious, so beautiful, so magnificent. I want to get just to the heart of it. The chief end of man, to know God through his son. The man was born to fellowship with him. Yes, to fellowship with him. He's the most glorious, most beautiful being in the universe. He made mankind. There's many reasons likely we don't know of why he made mankind and that are too wonderful for us. We know one of the reasons, a great man of God points out, God created mankind to destroy the enemy forever. God had the plan all along to send Jesus Christ. He's the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Also, though, we know as revealed in the Bible, he made man to fellowship with him. Jesus knocks on the door of every person's heart. So God Almighty, through his Son, is doing so much that we, beyond our comprehension, this long list of incredible things that God is doing, that Jesus is doing, and Jesus is the exact representation of God's nature. Jesus loves and saves and heals, and it goes on and on. He gives. He gives himself. In fact, even more than gives, he's knocking on the door of their heart, wanting them to just simply, you know, he calls it open the door, which is, we're a house, basically, you know, and when we find the Holy Spirit, we become a temple of the Holy Spirit. But just if they open that door, invite Jesus in, and give their life to him, he will come into him. He says, Jesus said, I will come into him and dine with him, sup with him, dine with him, which is basically Jesus becomes our bread, our water, our wine, our everything. It is fascinating that he would say, dine with him. And so he literally becomes, you know, when Jesus talks about that, let's look at the big picture. Jesus talked about, said, I'm the bread of life. I'm the, you know, he talked about drinking his blood and eating his flesh, which is very, you know, you might say graphic, but he becomes our everything. That's the basic summary, I think. You know, and he gives the living water, the Holy Spirit's the living water. But all of this, you know, just one thing, the glory of the Lord. We do everything else, but just seeking him and finding that, that's the secret, the secret place, the mystery that's been revealed, the treasure. We cannot put, he's beyond human expression. Don't let anything distract you or from that, you know, because we get distracted with so many things, and a big one is just we think that it's religion or something, or we have to strive. We just need to die, get rid of our old nature, and that glory that's within us is released and connects to him. He's everywhere on the earth. That's how simple it is. No matter where you go today, no matter where you are, the glory of the Lord's all around you. Even where I am, it's overcast day and the sun is not shining and it's cold. But this is nothing about nature. His glory, wherever you live or work, wherever you go, God's glory, literally God himself, is there, everywhere around every person. That's amazing. And so how shall we, you know, beyond human expression, here's another example, like a metaphor. You take the world, everything in it, everything, all of nature, the beautiful nature of the earth that God's created, all the wealth, put all that together, multiply it times infinity, and it is nothing and meaningless compared to the glory of the Lord. His presence, his glory. That's even man's soul, because God made man in his image, man's soul is also priceless, worth more than what I just said, and really, I mean, what I'm about to say, many people would disagree, and even Christians would say, I don't know about that. But man's soul, because God created man into his image, man, every person's soul is eternal and priceless and worth more. Worth more than the world, everything in it multiplied times infinity. Really? But why? Because made in God's image. I mean, and so that 30-second message, as I've said before, our ministry could just give a 30-second message, maybe 20 seconds or less, and that's all a person needs. Just go straight to the only true God. Seek Him till you find Him. When you do, you'll find what you were born to do. You will find, and He will show you the way. He will tell you exactly what He wants you to do. He has a ministry for you. We believe that with you right now. For you, if you're saved, whether you're in ministry or not, we believe for you to find your ministry. Okay? And you can start right now, today. You don't have to have some big organization. It's you and Jesus Christ. You can intercede for places. You can store up treasures in heaven. How glorious. And let's be, we could almost, let's even be competitive about it. You know, look at it as a challenge. That's what I'm trying to do, is to say, hey, I want to accomplish as much in the spirit realm as I can and store up treasures in heaven as much as possible today. How do we do all this? Through His glory, His power, He empowers us. Everything changes when we meet the Holy Spirit. Everything. I would say most believers, Christians and Catholics, you know, they're in the born-again phase, and if they're trying to serve God, you know, they're trying to do it on their own. That's the normal, really, process. We start out, we're trying, but we fall and we fail. We don't accomplish anything. But when we do just what Jesus said to do, we seek Him, we find His presence. Now we realize, wow, we find the the answer. And now He empowers us to do all the things that He wants us to do. He accomplishes them through us. We can now, we learn and experience what Jesus said. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. We find the treasure buried in the field, hidden in the field. And someone may say, well, wait, where is this glory that you're talking about? Where does Jesus speak about it? Because so much, well, right there in the book of John, chapter 17, recommended reading, he said, the glory that you, he prayed to his Father, the glory you have given me, I have given them. He said, if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Jesus, this is all in the Gospel of John. He said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Okay? My Father will love him, and we will come to him, make our home with him. Amen. Make our home with him. That's right there is the greatest promise, could be the greatest promise ever made to mankind, that the Father and his Son Jesus Christ would come and make their home with someone. But I do want to I want to at least mention this, okay? I want 90% or more of this message to be about the glory of the Lord. But there is the other side, and that's why in I've been playing parts of Revelation where it's clear. Even there's, you know, much of the book of Revelation is about the 7 years of tribulation. Those who don't make the rapture will be on the earth, and it will be the worst suffering ever in the history of mankind. But there's something even worse, much worse than that. And that's anyone who's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If they die, they go to end up in hell forever with no way out. Please check out the book Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Baxter. You can read it for free. It's online. It's on videos. You can go to Amazon. It's on there. You can, you know, check out our book. Our ministry produced, published a book called Hell, 13 Testimonies from a Real Place. Okay, hell is a real place. And so this other side, it's if someone says no to God and they choose self, there are serious consequences. Like it's, this decision is, I believe, is the absolute most important decision for every person on the earth. And the reality is how tragic it is that most people do not care about this at all. And they choose self. Their responses are all over the map, right? Just all, every... But back to the positive. There are more than 2 billion people who have chosen God through, and if they've heard the gospel, through Jesus Christ. So amen to that. And again, celebration. God offers the celebration. Here are just some of the things that He offers. Eternal, everlasting life, the divine nature, partaker of the divine nature, the Zoe life of God, fullness of love, fullness of joy, in fact, joy unspeakable and full of glory, perfect peace. Jesus gives peace, pleasures forevermore, blessed, favored, and fortunate. Blessed means happiness, faith, the hope of glory, that's Jesus Christ, the harmony, purpose, eternal purpose, prosperity, divine health, living forever in glory, never dying. It just goes on and on. You can't believe how wonderful what Jesus offers is. You just cannot, it's just so glorious. Amen.